兄姊妹们早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们又有机会，我们一同来读神的话。
We thank the Lord that once again we can come together and study God's word.
好吧，我们还是先翻到哥林多前书第二章。
Shall we first please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2?
我们读一节经文。
Just one verse.
第二章第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
哥林多前书第二章第二节说，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2 For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
实在愿我们所关心的，我们所在意的，我们所交通的，就是主的自己。
May what we care aboutmay what we are concerned about is just the Christ the Lord Himself.
那星期五晚上我们交通过一个主题是基督生命的胜过。
Last Friday night we shared on this theme, the overcoming of the life of Christ.
那今天主若愿意，我们看一看另外一个主题是相关的，是基督生命的光。
Now this morning, Lord willing, we shall consider another theme which is related to what we shared before, that is Christ is the light of life.
好吧，请我们先翻到创世纪第二章。
So please turn to Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章第二十二节。
Verse 22.
创世纪第二章二十二节说，耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领他到那人跟前。
Genesis 2:22 The Lord God fashioned into a woman the rib which he had taken from the man and brought her to the man.
然后请我们翻到出埃及记二十五章。
Now Exodus 25.
我们来看金灯台的那一段。
We will read a paragraph about the golden lampstand.
31节到40节。
Verses 31 to 40.
大家听我们来念。31节，出埃及记25章31节，要用金经做一个灯台，灯台的座和杆与杯球花都要连接一块吹出来，灯台两旁要插出六个枝子，这旁三个，那旁三个。这旁每枝上有三个杯，形状像杏花，有球有花；那旁每枝上也有三个杯，形状像杏花，有球有花。从灯台岔出来的六个枝子都是这如此。灯台上有四个杯，形状像杏花，有球有花。灯台每两个枝子以下有球与枝子连接一块。灯台出的六个枝子都是如此，球和枝子要连接一块，都是一块金晶垂出来的。到36。
Verse 31, Then you shall make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand and its base and its shaft are to be made of hammered work. Its cups, its bulbs, its flowers shall be of one piece with it.Six branches shall go out from its side, three branches of the lampstand from its one side, and three branches of the lampstand from its other side. Three cups shall be shaped like almond blossoms, and the one branch, a bulb and a flower, and three cups shaped like almond blossoms, and the other branch, a bulb and a flower. So for six branches going out from the lampstand,And in the lampstand, four cups shaped like almond blossoms, its bulbs and its flowers. A bulb shall be under the first pair of branches coming out of it, and a bulb under the second pair of branches coming out of it, and a bulb under the third pair of branches coming out of it. For the six branches coming out of the lampstand, their bulbs and their branches shall be of one piece with it,All of it shall be one piece of hammer work of pure gold.
三十七节开始，要做灯台的七个灯盏，祭司要点着灯，使灯光对照灯台的蜡剪和蜡花盘，也是要金金的。做灯台和这一切的器具，要用金金与它连得，要谨慎做这些物件，都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
Verse 37, they shall make its lamps seven in number, and they shall mount its lamps so as to shed light on the space in front of it. Its snuffers and their trays shall be of pure gold. It shall be made from a talent of pure gold with all these utensils. See that you make them after the pattern for them which was shown to you on the mountain.
那我们讲圣经，我们就念到这里。
We now conclude our scripture reading.
我相信金灯台这一段的信息是非常丰富的。
I believe the message of the golden lampstand is so rich.
我想，我只是就着我的一点负担，对其中的有一些的经文上面我们有点的交通。
I think I just fellowship on part of the whole text that I have such burden with.And I will share it very simply.
我想对金灯台来说最重要的是光。
As to the golden lampstand, to me, the most important thing is the light.
那我想我们至少要认识到基督唯有他才是光。
At least we have to understand this. Christ Him alone is the light.
灯台教会只能发表基督的自己。
So the lampstand, the church can only manifest Christ.
然后这个灯台如何的被经营来达到这个发光的目的？
Then how this lampstand should be fashioned, ministered in order to give light.
那讲到光，我想金灯台发光是件很重要的事情。
So as to this light for the lampstand to shed its light, this is a very important matter.
我们知道进入圣所之后就没有太阳光了。
Because we know that after you enter into the holy place, you do not see sunlight anymore.
你要来陈设饼的桌子也好，你要金香炉来好，这些金香坛也好，这些光都要出自金灯台。
Whether you come to the table of showbread or to the altar of incense, all the light has to come from this golden lampstand.
如果实际一点来说，如果我们读经的话，我们一定需要有光。
To make it more practical, it speaks of our Bible reading. We need light.
我们要服侍的话，也一定需要主的光。
As well, also as we serve, we also need light.
有一天，我对光这件事情有一个蛮深的感觉。
One day, I just had such a deep feeling about this light.
有一次我去温哥华看我姐姐。
One time, I went to Toronto to Vancouver to see my sister.
那么在电梯里呢，突然我不知道是停电了还是怎么样。
So I was in the elevator. I don't know what happened. Maybe there was outage of electricity.
你这个电梯不动还问题不大。
It's a small matter if the elevator is not moving.
问题突然里面什么光都没有了。
The real problem is all of a sudden there was no light whatsoever.
一片漆黑。
It's pitch dark.
那个时候我也没手机。
At that time I didn't have my cell phone with me.
那我也看不见上面这些按钮到底怎么回事。
So I couldn't see exactly what's wrong with all these buttons.
那个时候说句实话，我一下子急得一下子连祷告都忘了。
Actually, to tell you the truth, I was so shocked that worried that I didn't remember to pray.
那是十多年前了。
And it's about 10+ years ago.
那个里面呢，我其实想呢，这个灯暗呢，也大概暗了那个也就那一分多钟。
And I felt maybe just 1 minute, and that the darkness would be out.
但是这一分多钟啊，我里面真是感到在黑暗的里面啊，人是何等的惧怕。
But it's just this about 1 minute when I was in the darkness, I could imagine how afraid people could become.
神也施恩怜悯我啊。
And God was being gracious and merciful to me.
我这个人信心小啊。
He knew I had such a small faith.
所以一分钟之后，那个电就恢复了。
So 1 minute later, the electricity was brought back on.
我真很难想象，如果在里面卡半个小时会什么感觉。
I really cannot imagine what's going to happen if I was stuck for more than half an hour.
但神后来就给我有一点的 一点点的体会。
So God allow me to have this sense from this.
这地上的光实际上是属灵属天的光的一个影子。
So the earthly light is actually the shadow of this divine heavenly light.
地上的这个物质界的这个黑暗也只是属灵黑暗的一个影子。
Earthly material darkness is simply a shadow of spiritual darkness.
如果我们在地上没有光，一分多钟里面就会那么的害怕。
If you would become so terrified just without 1 minute of earthly light,
但有时候我们属灵没有那么多光，我们好像日子还可以过得好好的。
But then it seems that we could go on with our days, even though our spiritual light has been out for quite a while.
我觉得这是件蛮可怕的事情。
I think this is a terrible thing.
也常常的这样提醒自己。
Therefore, I often remind myself.
我们不光是站在电梯里，在那边不动。
It's not just that you're standing inside the elevator and not moving anywhere.
我们是在走天路。
We are actually walking in this heavenly pilgrim.
我们是向着标杆直跑。
And we're running toward the goal.
有的时候我在想啊，如果在高速公路上，在晚上啊，就像纽约这样，我不知道晚上是不是有的时候到一个很黑暗没有灯的地方。
You know, I'm thinking sometimes when you're driving on highway, like, you know, I don't know, in New Jersey, like...
那你就开着开着，突然你的车灯全都坏了。
Imagine that all while you're driving, all of a sudden...
周围就一片漆黑啊。
Your headlights go dark.
你在高速公路上开啊。
And while you're driving on highway...
你不知道前面这个路况到底怎么样。
You don't know what the conditions ahead of you.
那一定吓死了。
And you will be so scared.
你一定不敢往前开了。
You will not dare to move forward.
那我就在想，我们在属灵的奔跑的时候。
So I'm thinking that in our spiritual pilgrimage.
很多时候，也许我们就是没有那么多的光，我们还是在这么一天一天的这么开。
And a lot of times we simply do not have this heavenly light, but still, day in and day out, we're just driving.
啊，有时候也许撞了，就属灵的这个旅程中撞了，我们自己都不知道。
A lot of times when you're involved in a spiritual accident and you're not aware of it.
有时候出一件大的事情了，我们才有点警醒。
Only until something really great happens to you, then you become vigilant.
我实在是觉得我们何等的需要有光。
Oh, how I feel that we do need this light.
当我们在黑暗的房间里。
In a dark room.
有一束光突然照进来了。
If there is just a ray of light shining.
原来我们知道这个房间是蛮干净的。
Originally, we think this room is quite clean.
那我才知道，哇，里面有那么多的灰尘。
Then you realize, oh, there's so much dust.
所以我想这些话提醒我们，我们里面一个感觉，我们何等的需要光。
So all these words just to remind us that how much we need this inner light.
但是我想啊，如果你跟一个在拉斯维加斯的人跟他去讲。
But I think if you should talk to a person in Las Vegas.
他说你是生活在一个黑暗的城市，你知道吗？
And if you tell him, oh, do you know you live in such a dark city?
他说怎么可能呢？
And the person would say, how could it be possible?
这边每天阳光灿烂。
Every day we have this bright sunshine, sunlight here.
晚上没有一个城市像我们那么灯火辉煌。
Even at night, none of the cities would be like ours, so bright and shining. So we never feel we are in darkness.
那我想我们神的儿女有时也会这样。
But I think that sometimes our God's children act like this.
我们读过马拉基书。
We have read Malachi.
如果你跟那些人讲，呀，你们是活在黑暗之中，你们知道吗？
If you should tell those people saying that, do you know you live in darkness?
看看马拉基书里面，他们就说哪里哪里有哪里呀、啊。
People in Malachi would say, oh no no, it's not so.
若我们跟启示录里面以弗所的教会这样说。
Or should you talk to the people at the church of Ephesus in Revelation?
其实是光是没有的啦。
If you tell them you have no light,
灯台都快要被挪去了。
The golden stand lamp is about to be removed.
那我想以弗所的人他不会这个感觉的。
The Ephesians would not feel the same way.
我们有很多的好行为。
Because they said we have so many good works.
我们在真理上我们也能够判断。
And we can make the discernment in truth.
我实在是觉得我们不太能够感觉到有的时候没有光的。
So we really do not feel we do not have light a lot of time.
要跟老底家的教会讲。
If you speak to the Laodiceans,
在黑暗的里面没有光啊。
You are in the darkness.You have no light.
老底下说为什么我们这个也有那个也有怎么会没有呢？
有些人会 say, "Well, no, we have this and that."
有一次神给我一个蛮深的提醒。
Now, one time, God gave me such a deep reminder.
我是觉得如果我读经一直能够读出亮光来。
I always feel that if I could keep reading the Bible and come up with certain light,
那我想我更应该跟神的关系一定处于不错的阶段。
Then I would imagine I have this good relationship with him.
我一定是活在光里面，不会活在黑暗里。
Then for sure I live in the light, not in darkness.
但神也是给我一个提醒。
But one time God gave me this reminder.
我完全可能活在黑暗的里面。
You could be living totally in darkness.
但好像读经还是能够读出光来的。
But at the same time, you seem to get a lot of light from your Bible reading.
所以有的时候我们里面有个假象。
So sometimes we have this facade within us.
我们不仅需要光。
Not only do we need light.
我们需要光来照明我们里面的假象。
But we also need light to shine into our false condition.
我想当圣经里讲到光的时候。
And a lot of times when the Bible speaks of light.
那圣经里的光，我们知道我们地上有各样的光，世界上有各样的光的源头。
We know that there are all kinds of origins of the earthly light.
但是当圣经里讲到光的时候，它一定是跟生命连在一起的。
But when the Bible speaks of this light, it always connects with this light.
黑暗也总是跟死亡连在一起。
Because darkness is always linked with death.
啊，那些住在黑暗中死荫里的人。
All those who live in darkness and shadow of death.
那我们常常说神用地上的事情已经做一个影子让我们看到背后的属灵真理。
And we often say that God will use earthly things as a shadow to point to the heavenly things.
有一次呢留意到一个地上的一个现象的给我们一个提醒。
And sometimes when you look at an earthly phenomena, it would remind you.
神造一切都是为了发表他的。
And we know that when God created all things in order to manifest himself,
神就是在这个自然界中都把这个光和生命是放在一起的。
Even in the natural world, God would place this light and life together.
有时候可以加深我们一些印象。
In order to give us a deeper impression on the truth.
我想我们眼睛都能够看东西。
I know that our physical eyes could see all things.
但我们知道我们会看到红色和紫色。
Then we could sense a red as opposed to purple.
但是红色外面的我们就看不见了。
But anything beyond red we could not see.
紫色那边的我们也看不见了。
Nor do we see anything beyond purple color.
我们真正能够看见的实际上是光谱中非常非常窄小的那么一部分。
The things that we actually see are very limited among all the spectrum of light.
这是光，这是看见。
So this is the light we see.
那我们都说一个话说万物生长要靠阳光啊。
We all say this for all things to grow, they need light.
我们说这光怎么带来生命呢
？So how could this light bring out this life?
我们知道植物呢需要有光合作用才能带来它生命的成长。
You know, plants need this chemical working within them, synthesization to bring out this growth.
光谱那么的宽。
The light spectrum is so wide.
可见的光是那么的窄。
However, the visible light is so narrow.
只有那么窄的可见的光，那一部分的光呢，才能造成植物的光合作用，生命成长。
And just with that limited and narrow light that brings out the life of the plant.
所以神借着这些事情就提醒我们，这个光跟看见跟这个生命是何等的有关。
So through this fact that God reminds us, how related is this light and the growth of life?
我觉得约翰很知道这件事情。
And I believe John knows this so well.
那约翰就说，生命在他里面。
Therefore, John says, in him was life.
这生命就是人里头的光。
The life was the light of man.
也就是我们靠什么能够看见
？That tells us that by what?
我们靠生命能够看见。
By life we could see.
那么有一个比方呢，我觉得很说明问题。
Now there is one analogy which I think makes this issue very clearly.
我们知道一只鸡和一只鸭对水的反应是不一样的。
We know the reaction to water between a chicken and a duck is very different.
你看到一只鸡在走，看到前面一个水塘，它怎么都不会进去的。
So if a chicken sees a pool of water before it, no matter what, would not step into it.
你不需要教他的，它里面它是一只鸡的生命，它就知道这个水塘会不会进去。
You don't have to teach it because it has this chicken's life, so it knows it.
那你一只鸭子，它看到前面水，它就高兴的不得了，它就是要进去玩的。
And on the contrary, when a duck sees this pool of water, it would become so happy that it just goes right in to have a fun of it.
你不需要教他，不需要给他读书，他就是知道的。
You don't have to teach it. You don't have to make it to learn the whole thing.
也就是说，他这个生命决定了他能够有这个看见。
That's to say that his life has decided the perspective.
而且这个不是头脑的一个看见。
And also, this is not some head perspective.
这是一个生命里面的看见。
This is the perspective from your life.
甚至我们的头脑有时候解释不清楚，我们里面就是知道了。
Sometimes our head cannot make it clear to you, but within us, we know it.
那么有一天呢，我觉得我其实这个问题不是很想得通啊。但有一天，因为一件事情呢，哎，我里面有点通了。
I used not to be able to figure this out, but one day because of one incident, it became very clear to me.
那也就是说，有人说啊，圣经为什么是这六十六卷啊？
Some people ask, why is it the Bible has 66 books?
历史上有些很著名的圣徒，他已经觉得怀疑，哎呀，这卷的雅各书是不是该放在圣经里啊？
There were very prestigious saints who went out.Wondered if the book of James should be included in the Bible.
那么有些人说，另外有些别的书好像为什么不能放到圣经里去呢？
And others would say, why not other books should have been incorporated?
那么有个比方。
So here is an analogy.
说这些东西不是人什么神学什么理论讨论出来的。
All these books are not the product of man's discussion or theology.
这不是什么人开会开出来的。
It's not final product of meetings.
但是就像一堆桌上放了一堆钻石。
It's just like a bunch of diamonds on the table.
然后放了一堆的玻璃头。
And also some glass shards.
你初看都差不多的。
When you first look at them,
都亮晶晶的。
They're all bright.
但是你把放到光里面一照。
They all look like glistening, but once you put it under the light,
哎，真的对这个光有点懂的人，他一看玻璃照出来的就是玻璃，钻石出来的就是钻石。
Those people who really know light, they look at it, they say, "This is a diamond, that is a stone."
也就是光，这个生命的光可以来检验到底是还是不是。
That tells us that the light of life can actually examine all things to tell which is light, which is not.
我们知道生命在基督里头。
We all know that life is in the Christ.
拿这个光或者拿基督作为标尺来一衡量一照。
Using this light or Christ as the very standard to shine it upon everything.
是不是准确的神的话？还不是，就是可以知道的。
Then you could see whether these are truly God's words or not. You will know.
用道理来跟你解释很难的一件事情。
A lot of things it's hard to explain to you with all the doctrines.
但是基督生命的光就是能够说明问题。
But the very light of the life of Christ is able to make it clear to you.
所以光、生命、基督在圣经中是放在一起。
Therefore, Christ, light, and life in the Bible are all placed together.
我觉得圣经中除了约翰，还有一个人也很知道光。
And I think that another person besides John also knows light well.
这人是彼得。
And that is Peter.
彼得的没有约翰书写的多。
Peter did not write as many books as John.
但在整个彼得的书信里面只讲到了一次的光。
And in all Peter's epistles, he mentioned light only once.
所以彼得他讲那句光的时候，他是讲的是出黑暗入奇妙光明。
Then he said, out of darkness into the marvelous light.
彼得原来对光不懂。
At the beginning, Peter knew nothing about light.
但是那天他懂了。
But on that day, he got it.
所以到了当晚年，他写出来了。
Therefore, when he became old, he wrote it.
有很多的光。
There were so many lights.
只要不是奇妙的光，那就都是黑暗。
Anything that's not wonderful light is darkness.
我们今天有很多好像可以得到光的东西。
Today it seems so many things could give us light.
只要不是爱子，不是基督，不是那奇妙的光，那都不是光，都是黑暗。
If it's not beloved, if it is not Christ, and that's not light, it's not wonderful light, then it's not light, it's all darkness.
我个人觉得彼得是学了点功课的。
I personally feel Peter has learned his lesson.
我们知道圣经中有四福音。
We know the Bible has four gospels.
那么四福音中呢，就是马可福音，我们都知道马可其实大概就代表彼得的思想。
And the book of Mark probably represents Peter's thinking.
那么彼得书信只写过一次的光。
And only once the light was mentioned in Peter's epistles.
四福音中其他福音写到好多的光。
And in the four gospels, many places mention the light.
只有马可福音只写到一次的光。
But only the book of Mark mentions the light once also.
他说彼得远远地跟着耶稣。
There it says that Peter followed Jesus at a distance.
然后他就到了大祭司的院里。
And Peter entered into the high priest's court.
与那些差役他们一同坐在火光里取暖。
With all those officers sitting together beside the fire to keep themselves warm.
这是马可福音唯一的一次光。
And this is the only light that Peter Mark mentioned.
彼得后来有个学习了。
So Peter later on learned something.
与基督一有距离。
Once there is a distance between you and Christ.
你也可以在光里的。
Even though you could be in light.
这个光里让你觉得蛮舒服的。
It might refresh you.
但他后来知道这个光是黑暗。
But in the end, Peter knew this is darkness.
所以不能跟基督保持距离的。
So you shall never keep a distance from
Christ. 只有基督是光。
Because only Christ is the light.
彼得他有了一个功课，他用那个形容叫奇妙的光。
Therefore, Peter, having learned this lesson,
世上有那么多的光的源头。
Use the word wonderful light. There are so many oranges.
当他看到奇妙的光的时候，他知道其他都是黑暗而已。
Peter knew this and wonderful light, and anything else is darkness.
我十多年前呢，有一次我有心要追求主。
And it's about a decade ago.
我也有心。
I had this desire to follow the Lord.
我也有心要装备。
And I desire to equip myself.
但是因为我自己的一些短缺和愚昧啊。
But because my own shortcomings and folly.
我进入很尴尬的境地啊。
I actually got myself into an embarrassing.
到底要去装备还是不装备
？Situation. Whether should I equip myself?
我当时就问人呐。
Therefore, I ask people.
啊，有的是问一些属灵的人。
Some spiritual brethren.
他们都跟我讲了这些道理，那些道理，跟我分析。
They'll analyze all things, telling me this and that, all these doctrines.
有的人跟我说，哎，你去看看一些书啊。
Some people advise me read some books.
我觉得这些书好像是有点道理。
And all those books seem to make sense.
但好像都有点隔靴搔痒啊。
But they could not go to the point.
好像没有办法真的来摸到我那个时候的难处。
They could not really touch upon the problem that I was facing.
在这黑暗的这两三个月里面。
So during the darkness of 2 or 3 months.
有一天主对我里面就说了一句，轻轻的说了一句话。
One day the Lord simply said a verse to me so lightly.
这个光一来就那么一句话。
And once the light shining.
人口说了好多的话。一点用都没有。
And comparing to others with so many words and useless to me.
但基督里面主跟我说了那么一句轻轻的话，哇，把我整个的从我那一段时间里面的灰暗的当中完全带了出来。
But just with this light statement from the Lord, it brought me out totally from the several months of darkness.
真的，基督真是奇妙的光啊。
Therefore, Christ is such wonderful light.
那么有人说呢，就是今天有的时候人进了这个会幕啊，里面有点不信得过，完全靠这个金灯台。
And some people say once you enter the tabernacle meeting, you should not totally trust this golden lamp.
有人就是说带了一个手电筒进去。
So some people say, "Oh, I will bring a flashlight with me."
万一这个光不够，这个手电筒我可以派点用场。
In case the light of the lamp, golden lampstand is not bright enough, my flashlight would make it.
心理学能不能帮点用啊？
It's like saying maybe psychology could help you out.
管理学能不能帮点用啊
？Or theory of organization might help you.
圣经讲这些手电筒完全不需要的。
But the Bible says all these flashlights should not be used.
基督是光，是生命里面的光，基督就够了。
Because Christ is the light of life. That's it.
是光，唯有基督他是光。
Only the Christ who is the light.
但是神不光要基督发光，神要教会也要发光。
But God not only wants Christ to shine, but also His church.
当看到金灯台的时候
，So as we look at this golden lampstand,
我自己习惯一看到金灯台，想到的就是教会。
And it's quite amazing to me. The moment I look at the golden lampstand, right away I think of the church.
后来慢慢明白，讲会幕，会幕确实是教会。
But later on, I did understand when we speak of the tabernacle, it is the church.
但是会幕首先是基督的自己。
But First, the tabernacle is Christ himself.
他支搭帐篷在我们中间,
because he tabernacled among us.
所以金灯台首先是基督的自己,
therefore, the golden lampstand is first Christ himself.
当然然后教会也要完全是这样一个模式。
So likewise, the church should follow the same mode.
那金灯台它是金金的, 那教会也要像金金的。
Since the golden lampstand is pure gold, so is the church.
基督有很多的经历, 教会也要完全走基督的经历。
Since Christ has so many experiences, likewise, the church has to follow.
基督的经历就是十字架的经历, 教会也只能是十字架的经历。
Since Christ's experience is the experience of the cross, so that's the only experience for the church.
你知道，刚才我们读了造亚当、造夏娃的时候。
We just mentioned that the passage about fashioning Adam and Eve.
那么这里那个造不是创造的造。
This fashioning is not the word created using.
刚才创世纪二章，这个造也不是制造的造。
And also, it's not to form to make.
我想神是很讲究的。
Because God is very picky on this.
那我看到创世纪造了很多东西。
And here we read in Genesis, there's so many things being created, formed.
星期我们看到，除了神最开始创造天地之外， 创世纪一开始只有两次的事情，神是用了创造。
And before God created heavens and earth, in Genesis 1, only two times that God mentioned about this creation.
其他有的时候是用的制造。
And other time, it, the word being used is form.
那创世纪第二章的时候，当讲到二十二章二十二节，讲到造这个女人的时候呢，造她肋骨里面造的时候，是用的是建造的造。
And in chapter 2, the word God used to fashion the woman and the man is the very word he used to build up.
也就是这个造不光是创造，这个造里面是有个建造。
So it's not simply creation or creating or forming. There is something is to build it up.
也就是这个夏娃只能建造于出于亚当，教会只能建造出于基督。
So Eve can only be built up from Adam. So likewise, the church can only build up by Christ.
金灯台本身首先它是基督的自己。
So the golden lampstand, first of all, is Christ himself. It also speaks of the Christ experiences.
当我读到这个时候，我里面就是有点感觉。
So when I read this, there I had this feeling.
看它是那个七个，是当中一个，旁边各三个。
That altogether seven, six branches and one shaft, so seven in number.
若从基督本身来看，七是代表一个完全。
In view of Christ himself, the seven represents perfection, completion.
而且你会看它的左边三个，右边三个，所以基督他一切他也是非常的平衡，非常的和谐。
And you see that three on the left, three on the right side. So you see Christ himself as very symmetrical and harmonious.
当时光一定是基督。
So therefore, we know this light.
但是物件本身也是基督自己的宝贝。
But even the utensils themselves are Christ shining.
是让我们看到我们一切，我们是要完全的。
So God wants us to know that everything about us has to be perfect.
我们要平衡的。
We have to be balanced.
有的时候我们觉得我们很难平衡的。
A lot of the times it's hard for us to be balanced.
我们公义讲的多一点，慈爱就没有了。
We talk about more of righteousness and then we lose loving kindness.
有的时候我们慈爱讲的多一点，好像又公义上又有折扣了。
Sometimes we talk about much of the loving kindness and then we shortchange righteousness.
It's
hard for us to get the right mix.
有一天神给我一个提醒，是光照我自己啊。And
one day God enlightened me. It's for my own.
光照我说，有的时候啊，你是色盲。
It's for my own use. God enlightened me, saying a lot of time you're colorblind.
神是完全的，基督是完全的。
Since God and Christ,
我们很多时候我们是有盲点的。
A lot of the time we have simply have this blind spot.
那么也就是说，如果是色盲的话呢，我们眼睛什么都看不见呢，我们不容易犯错误。
Now, if you cannot see anything, that you probably won't make mistakes.
那么犯错误呢，有的时候我们觉得圣经读出来，我读出这个光来了。
And a lot of times when we read the Bible, we say, oh, here, I got the light.
我就特别强调我的那一份光。
So that emphasized so much on my light.
我觉得这个光太宝贝了。
And because I feel that the light is so precious.
像有的时候我们一看看到一个红色的颜色，我们觉得，哎呀，这个我们看得太清楚了。
A lot of times when we see the red color, we say, oh, it's so bright and clear.
有的时候我们又看到一束绿的颜色，我们觉得，哎呀，我们看出来非常的有光。
And sometimes we see the green color and we say, oh, that's the light.
但是很有可能我们对蓝光我们是色盲啊。
But it's very possible that you're colorblind to blue.
那么最后如果说一幅完整的图画如果把蓝的光都没有的话我们只觉得红的绿的我们看得很准确这幅的图片会非常的出差错。
So it's just like a beautiful picture. If you could only see the red and green colors, and you leave out all the blue colors, and then the whole picture is not that as accurate as it should be.
我们实在觉得我们有的时候被光照，我们还有很多的盲点。
So a lot of times, even though we have been enlightened constantly, we still have a lot of blind spots.
盲点是非常危险的。
And these blind spots are so dangerous.
我们求神光照，主啊，我的盲点是在哪里？
We need to ask the Lord to enlighten us, to show us where the blind spots are.
让我们看神的事情，我们看教会，我们看弟兄姊妹，我们不会看错。
Because a lot of times we misunderstand the matters of God, of the church, even the brethren.
我很难想象，我们知道达比弟兄啊，他看圣经是非常有光的。
Now, Brother Darby always have this clear insight and light of the Bible.
但是他竟然是觉得婴儿是应该受浸的。
But even a person like him, he believes that the infant should be baptized.
我想达比他可以有这么大的盲点，我们的盲点一定也多。
Think of this, if Darby could have this blind spot, how many more blind spots could we possibly have?
哎呀，我就看色盲啊，我去查网站，我看到一个有趣的事情。
And I want to read about colorblind, so I got on internet.
那么我们一般知道，如果你要查色盲，给你上面几个数字。如果你是色盲，你就看不出这几个数字。我不知道大家有没有这个经验。
I don't know you if you have this experience when they want to test if you're colorblind. Some numbers, index numbers, will show up if you're beyond those numbers, you're colorblind.
但是我看到有一个图片非常的有意思。
And then one picture is so interesting.
他说如果你是眼睛好的话，这张图片中你什么都看不出东西来。
It actually says if your eyesight is good, you should not see anything from this.
如果你是完全色盲的话，你也什么都看不出来。
And if you're totally colorblind, you can see nothing.
但是如果你是有的那个颜色看得特别准，有的颜色弱的话，你会看出一个五这个数字来。
But if you can see certain colors, and then your eyesight is relatively good, then you could actually figure out the letter 5.
如果我们里面有盲点，说明我们不光会漏看，我们还会多看，看错。
That tells us that if we are colorblind, not only we would miss certain things, a lot of times we simply see things wrong.
当神要教会发的光是完全的，是七。
However, the light God wants the church to shine is at the number 7, completion. So you see the golden lampstand is so balanced. So how much I do feel that together with all the brethren, we need to come to understand together the perfection of his life.
有时候我一个很大的担心。
A lot of times there is this constant worry in me.
我觉得我读经有时候读出一些光来，我就觉得我的光是对的。
Because sometimes I do come up with certain light from Bible reading, and I would think my light is right.
我听到有人给我起了个彩虹，我是 Mr. Right.
And other people would argue with me, and I realized I actually missed the light.
我想不对，我有盲点，我怎么我是 Mr. Right 呢？不是。
And I'm thinking, oh, I have blind spots too. How could I possibly miss it?
你记得过去啊，有一些的弟兄啊，他们很追求在英国。
Used to be a lot of brethren in England who zealously pursue the Lord.
那些弟兄真的非常的追求，他觉得他的看见一定是对的。
Those brethren so zealously are pursuing the Lord, they felt what their insight was it.
啊，是在这字节上一定是他们的看见是对的。
Whatever they read from the Bible, their insight was correct.
说你跑过去，你坐下来啊，他来跟你谈啊，你一杯茶倒好给他喝。
If they should come over and you sat down with them, you should get a cup of tea ready.
他说他不喝你的茶的。
And then he would say no. They would say no. We don't drink your tea.
我们先来交通，交通都要完全通。
We had to fellowship with each other with this flowing, unhindered fellowship.
在有些事上背题啊，不背题啊，什么时候交通的不通的，不能喝你的茶的。
In the matters of rapture, before or after tribulation, if we have different opinions, that means our fellowship is severed. So I shall not drink your tea.
我在觉得我们基督是唯一的光。
Now I do believe that Christ is our only light.
只有基督是标准。
Only Christ is the standard.
他是尺度。
He is the very criterion.
我们只有走窄路。
We can only walk on this narrow way.
但就是我们个人来说，我们的己是大的。
Personally speaking, ourselves is always so big.
我们的心应该被神对付，我们应该宽的。
Instead, our heart should be dealt with by God. Our heart should be wide.
才能看到我们的盲点。
In order to actually see our blind spot.
才能真正走窄路。
In order to walk truly in this narrow path.
这里不光是教会是出于基督是这一个的性质。
Now here it speaks not only that the nature of church is from Christ.
教会的经历只有是基督的经历。
Also, the experience of church is only Christ's experience.
他这里让我们看到一些经历是有表达的，是用杯、球和花。
All these cups, bowls, and flowers actually speak of the Christ experiences.
那杯就是杏花。
This cup is the almond cup.
读经的弟兄们都说，凡是圣经中讲到杏花的时候，它表达的基本上是死里复活。
The Bible students tell us that whenever you read about the almond blossoms, they speak of the resurrection from the dead.
我们知道马太福音十六章讲到阴间的权柄不能胜过教会。
Matthew 16 tells us that the power of the Hades cannot prevail against it.
因为教会建造在磐石基督的上面。
Because the church is built upon the rock, the Christ.
建立在复活胜过死亡的生命上面。
It's built upon the resurrection life of Christ, which has prevailed against the dead.
他这里最先讲到的是杯子。
So here, first the passage mentions is cup.
那也就是说，根基就是这个杯子。
It tells us that the foundation is the cup is the foundation.
要真正的能够发光，只能建造在这一个的根基的上面。
For the lampstand to actually shine, give out the light, it has to be built upon the foundation of the almond cup. It can only be built upon this resurrection light.
一切出于天然的东西，最后怎么的光都一点意义都没有，那就是黑暗。
Anything that's from the natural light is darkness, meaningless.
我们知道以弗所教会曾经是被非常的启示非常的高。
We all know that Ephesian church at one time had such lofty revelation.
到了启示录中，那第一个被拉开、撕开裂口的，竟然是以弗所教会。
But in Revelation, we see it's also Ephesian church is the very first one. Its testimony is correct.
如果是哥林多教会被撕开裂口，我们都想得过去的。
If it's Corinthian church, we could all understanding there is cracks being torn apart.
但是以弗所教会如果是这么被高起，是被拉开裂口，我们是想不通的。
But for such a lofty, high Ephesian church, we have so highly being lifted up for that church to have this crack, we really don't understand it.
后来有点看到端倪了。
But later on, we kind of figure it out.
保罗在以弗所教会就跟他们说啊，说你们的爱心啊，因为基督住在里面啊，是你们的爱要有根有基。
Because in the book of Ephesians, Paul has already told them that you should be rooted and grounded in love.
也就是说，这个根基很重要。
That tells us that the foundation is so very crucial.
那也就是说，到了那个启示录的时候，说你们离开了那 起初就是上好的爱。
So in Revelation, you read that they have led the first love, the best love.
那就是基督自己的爱。
That is the love of Christ himself.
也就是说，你不说那个时候没有爱情，不是指他们互相弟兄之间就冷漠了，不是这个意思。
It's not saying that their brethren were so cold toward each other. No.
他们还是有爱的。
They still had brethren, brotherly love.
他们也常常可能聚在一起的。
Very possibly, they often come together.
他们互相帮助的。
They help one another.
那神说这已经不是起初的上好的基督的爱了。
But God says this is not the first love, the beginning love, the best love.
那撒旦已经把人的视线这么一个高启示的教会，神把撒旦把他的视线移开了。
Satan had already moved the very focus and eyesight of such a wonderful church.
你可以外面有爱的行为。
You, outwardly, you could have loving action.
但这个根基已经不是在复活的生命基督的上面了。
However, this foundation is not built upon the resurrection of the life of Christ.
所以人看来还是有光的。
So from man's point,
神说如果这样的话，灯台要挪去的。
This church still has light, but God, Christ says that no, the church has to be removed.
就神看这个光不是光了。
Because God sees this light not light.
所以这个杯很重要。
Therefore, this cup is so important.
那杯接下去就是球。
Next is the balls.
我想球呢，就是说我们知道是圆滚滚的。
You see that the shape is round.
也就是说没有棱角的。
That tells that there are no edges around.
我们知道是被锤，也就是十字架的对付的。
It's being hammered and it's being dealt with by the cross.
我想在这个球的里面是满了神锤打神对付的经历。
And I believe within inside the bulb is filled with these experiences after being hammered, being dealt with by God.
最后呢，就把棱角来磨去了。
So in the end, the edges were smoothed out.
那就最后要真正的能够发光，我们的棱角要被挪去。
That tells us that for us actually to shine the light, the edges of our lives have to be removed.
我过去记得年长的弟兄说，有的时候我们身上的长处，往往是我们的致命伤。
It used to be that I was told by some elder brothers saying that the very strength of your life is actually the very lethal, detrimental point in your life.
我这个人啊，其实是很蛮矜持的人呐。
I am a very reserved person.
大家看到我话很多，其实蛮矜持的。
Even though you see me talking all the time, but I'm really an introvert.
但是我一旦话匣子打开啊，很多时候就哇啦哇啦就会讲很多。
But at the moment I start talking and I keep going on.
你能说会道啊。
So people would say, oh, you're so eloquent.
这是致命的问题啊。
But actually that's the very detrimental part in my life.
能说会道一不小心就是胡说八道，对不对？
Being elegant and being glib, you know, very often it becomes talking nonsense.
就像我们要知道我们的棱角，我们要对我们的棱角，我们要被光照有看见。
Therefore, you need to know your edges. God has to shine the light onto them.
那不光这个棱角呢？我觉得当看到球的时候啊
，Not only this bulb, but when we see
这球不是空心的，是实心的，是锤打得很结实。
The bulb is not hollow inside; it's solid. It's being well hammered.
它代表这个生命里面的一种丰满、结实。
It represents this fullness, substance within your life.
那我星期五讲过啊，我过去很喜欢这个看这个体育啊，关心体育。
I told you already. I used to love to watch all the sports report.
我们知道现在的这世界在踢足球的世界杯，对吧
？Now we know that now is the soccer World Cup.
知道有些球员啊，他在球场上会灵光一闪，有没有？
Sometimes some players would act extraordinary good.
他好像有能够光能够发出来的。
As though all of a sudden the light glowing from them.
但别人觉得呢，他不稳的，不扎实的。
But, But to others, they are not stable.
明天你再指望他就发挥不出来了。
And the next day, you won't be able to expect the same kind of performance, same kind of light.
那有些球员们呢，他很稳健，很结实，很稳，很就像球那样很结实。
And other players are very steady, stable, just like this bulb.
啊，你要找他的缺陷都很难找的。
And it's very hard for you to find their shortcomings.
偶尔发一个光。
It's not a, you know, it's just once out of the blue sky that they shine light.
它能够比较稳定的发光。
But very stably, they keep glowing, shining.
有的人会灵光一现啊，有的时候如果别人看到他这个弱点啊，他那场比赛就完了。
Other people, you know, even though they would be like the flash in the pan, and but once their opponents find out the where their weakness is, and they are doomed.
从圆的上面看，那就是说，我们能够看到我们的有什么缺陷，要被神捶打到圆。
So he tells us that the bulb is very round and smooth. That means God sees us. These are our shortcomings, and God will keep hammering it until it becomes smooth.
我们都不是完人。
None of us is perfect.
但是我们求神光照，我们有什么明显的弱点。
But we need to ask God to enlighten us to see if we have any very obvious edges.
我们要看到我们的盲点。
And we need to see our blind spots.
我们要看到我们的棱角。
We need to see our edges.
我们要看到我们的缺陷。
We need to see our shortcomings.
但我觉得这是讲到这个球。
And I believe this is what the bulb represents.
那至少是球的一方面的意思。
At least it's one aspect of the meanings of the bulb.
接下来是讲的花。
Next is the flower.
这个生命的根基是对的。
Now the foundation of the life is right.
那么这个生命的经历也是对的。
And then the experience of the life is right.
那最后呢，这个生命是要能够彰显出去的。
Then in the end, this life has to be made manifest.
那这个花呢，是代表一种美丽。
And the flower conveys beauty.
那么这个花呢，也是代表一种馨香。基督的馨香。
And also it represents the fragrance of Christ.
当我读的时候呢，我里面有这个感觉。
Now when I read, I have this feeling.
世界上美丽的东西多的是。
That in the world, there are so many beautiful things.
世界上有香味的东西也很多。
And so many fragrant things also.
花里面强调的，这是一个生命的美丽。
But what the flower emphasizes is the beauty of life.
这是个生命的香气。
It's a aroma from life.
那是自自然然的。
It comes natural.
不是勉强出来的。
It's not minted.
那这是生命的。
Because it comes from life.
它不是天然的。
It's not natural.
它就是自然而不是人工的。
It's natural, it's not man-made.
那我们知道有些东西我们都是人工的。
We know that so many things are man-made.
那么有的时候说你出去你到一个地方，别人那些服务员啊，你去住旅馆啊、餐厅啊，别人也会给你一个 smile。
A lot of times you go to hotels, to restaurants, and waitresses or the people working there would flash a smile to you.
啊，但他这个 smile 可能你这个话还没讲完，他差不多 smile 也没了。
But even before you finish your word, their smile is gone.
啊，这是他 professional 的职业的笑啊。
Because this is a professional smile.
那这不是花。
This is not flower.
那我就记得啊，有一位圣徒。
I remember one saint.
他有也诗歌本上有很多的歌是他写的。
And he wrote so many hymns.
他是芬尼考斯贝。
As the saint is Finney Crosby.
他呢，他的整个的从生活的经历，从别人觉得他不应该很喜乐的。
From other people's point of view, viewing her life experiences, she should not be so joyful.
因为神在他身上有工作。
But because God has work in her.
所以见过他的人都是有这样一个感觉。
Everyone who saw her had the same sensation.
看到他虽然是眼睛是瞎的。
Even though she was blind.
但是看到他之后就会被他一种的喜乐感染。
But once they saw her, that seems her joy, just they were infected by her joy.
那这种喜乐是地上没有的。
And the joy cannot be obtained from in this world.
喜乐一感染之后是终身难忘。
And once they're contracted this joy, they simply cannot forget all their life.
那我就觉得这是一个基督的馨香。
And I believe this is the aroma of a Christ.
有的时候我们也喜欢去帮助别人。
A lot of times we love to help others.
但我们帮着帮着，我们自己有很多事啊。
But with much help and being that we ourselves have so many things to do.
不小心或者不自觉流露流露，你也很忙啊。
So unwittingly, unconsciously, you would signify to that person that I myself are busy.
你要向别人表示，哎呀，我其实不忙，不要紧的。
Even though you try to say, oh, no, I'm not busy, it's okay.
别人还是感觉到你很忙的。
That person still senses that you're saying you're busy.
别人不好意思再来麻烦你了。
So they just they would not dare to come to bother you again.
戴德森弟兄身上就有一种气质。
Now, brother, Hudson Taylor had this aroma too.
他什么时候给别人看到，好像他永远是时间用不完的。
When other people look at him, he seems he always had a bunch of time available.
他有一种说不出来的耐心。
This indescribable patience.
地上所没有的。
That this world does not possess.
我想这个花就生命的被神对付出来的那个不是自然的、哦、不是人工的天然的东西。
So this flower is not man-made flower, but this is something the aroma of life being dealt with by God.
但是精力不是停留在杯球和花上。
But our experiences should never stay at this cup, bulb, and flower only.
基督因苦难学了顺从，最后是到完全。
Christ learned obedience from tribulations. Toward the end, he was perfected.
不是基督不完全，而是他把他的完全彰显出来。
It's not to say that Jesus was not perfect, but toward the end, he manifested his sovereign kingship.
你会看到这些杯球花，有的上面一次不够，要两次，要三次，有的甚至四次。
So you see the bulb, the cup, the flower, not.Did not appear just one, sometimes, three times, four times.
一些甚至神对付的经历，我们是不断要更新的。
That tells us that the experiences that God had dealt with us with have to be renewed all the time.
弟兄们常说，昨天的经历不够来供应我们今天的跟随的。
Brothers often say this to us that yesterday's experiences are not enough.To provide for that for us to follow him today.
昨天的光不够我们来照明我们今天的行走的。
Yesterday's light was not bright enough to shine upon today's path.
好不容易一朵花都开出来了。
Now we would say, oh wow, finally a flower.
这朵花是多么的宝贵啊
How precious this flower is.
连这朵花都要再要凋谢
But even with this precious flower, it has to wither.
要死去
It has to die.
宝贵的经历要死去
Even the precious experience has to die.
再要经过杯球和花
Again, you have to go through the process of the bulb, the blossom, the flower.
那基督是无穷的丰富的
Because Christ has this.Infinite riches.
我们的光不能停留在某一个地步。
Therefore, our light should never stay still at one spot.
你都停留在某一个地步，不光不能再往前，连守都守不住，会进到明明是光，可能就变成死亡和黑暗。
If you just stop at one light, not only would you not be able to move forward, what the very light you have would eventually turn into darkness.
曾经我觉得我第一次因为服事的事情而流泪啊，我对这个事情是非常的宝贝。
This, at the beginning, for one incident in my services that I saw the light, I was even weeping over it, and I felt it was so precious.
后来神给我光照。
But later on, God enlightened me again.
后来幸亏我放弃这些的经历啊。
Oh, and I said, oh, yeah, it's a good thing that I let go of all experiences.
我更注重这一份的经历啊，最后拦阻神把我往前带。
Because if you emphasize so much about your past experiences, it actually hinders God from leading you onward.
甚至在服事上都带来难处。
Even it would cause troubles in your services.
那么记得呢，我有一次啊，在信心中去跟随主。
I remember at one time I followed the Lord.By faith.
那时候我不太能够听到主跟我讲话。
At that time, I couldn't really hear clearly what God was telling me.
主那么清楚地跟我讲，我就凭信心去跟随了。
But in that
incidents God told me so clearly, so by faith, I just acted out. And truly, God was faithful. So I was, the experience was so precious to me. See how I let go of myself and I follow the Lord and He gave me such rich reward. So I grabbed so tightly of my very experience. And God said, why do you emphasize so much of this experience? Now this blossom came out with much work. God says the blossom has to wither. The flower has to die. Move forward. So that the riches of Christ will continue to lead you on.
才能真正的这个光能够越来越把基督能够发表出来。Only
in such a way could this light well more and more manifest the light of Christ.
你知道这个不光是基督是光，我们要教会要把基督的光要发表出来。So
we know that this golden lamp does not only mean the Christ, but also the church. The church has to manifest this light also.
那这个灯台，这灯需要有经营的。So
we know that this golden lampstand has to be ministered. A lot of times we often notice that this light is the Christ. We often forget the very one who ministers this lampstand is also Christ.
那在这里他讲到这个祭司，这个祭司他要点灯的，要使光能够照的。
So here we see the priest who has to light the lamp to shine, for it to shine.
今天我们要让这个祭司来经营。Today
we need to have this priest to work in us.
圣经告诉我，他是那个。 慈悲忠信的大祭司。
The Bible teaches that the very high priest who is merciful and faithful.
首先他是慈悲的。
First, he is merciful.
他满了爱和怜恤。
Full of love and compassion.
所以他这里是讲到这个蜡剪都是金金造的。
Here it says that the wick trimmer, the snuffer, is made of pure gold.
那也就是说这个剪是带着基督神的性情的这个剪刀。
That tells us that this trimmer is composed of the nature of Christ.
我们都不是一个人嘛，我们跟大家都在一起，难免我们会被碰撞的。
Since it's just not we ourselves as one individual, but you know, we are bound to bumping into each other.
我们会被别人对付的。
We are bound to be dealt by others.
我们甚至会流泪的。
To the point we might cry.
但我们知道不是人在对付我们。
We also know it's not man dealing with us.
知道是那棵葡萄树啊，那个这枝子要结果子更多，就要被主来修剪。
We know that for the vine to bear much fruit, it has to be pruned.
那也就是说，这当时这个剪刀不是在人手中，这个剪刀在我们的神的手里。
It tells us that this trimmer is not in man's hand, instead it's in God's hand.
是晶晶的，是带着神的性情的。
It's made of gold, so it carries God's attributes.
我们人一对付人就没有分寸了。
When man is being dealt with, we often don't know what's the right way to act.
那我记得呢，我读的中学的时候呢，我们中学有个游泳队。
I remember that when I was in middle school, in our school, we had a swim team.
我是没有参加过。I
was not part of it.
那时候游泳队的这个教练呢，非常的严厉啊，对付人。
Now, the coach of that swim team was so stern.
希望能够出人才啊。
Because he was hoping to bring out excellent players.
有个小家伙，他就偷懒啊，游泳游不动，老是要到旁边去拉住，抓住旁边的那个东西。
And there is this little one, the player, swimming team, and he didn't work that hard. Oftentimes, he would just swim to the side, grabbing hold to that pole.
教练手里就拿了一根竹竿啊。And
the coach would have this long bamboo stick.
看到什么时候你的手要去搭到旁边那个边的上面，想休息休息，偷懒打。
Okay, once the coach saw that this player was trying to
have an easier time not working hard, holding on to that pole, and our coach would right away would So this young kid, even though he was not able to make it anymore, but he would not dare to go to the side of the pool either.
后来据说呢，这是横膈膜受伤的终身残废。
I was told later on that his diaphragm was so damaged that he became disabled
lifetime.
So you see, if a person has fallen into a man to be dealt with by man, problems will come up. Even your good will turn out to become bad. However, this tremor is made of gold. Being placed in God's hand as full of His compassion.
大概快十年前啊，有一次我腿瘸了。
It's about a decade ago that at that time I became crippled.
那一段时间啊，我真的是有的时候发作起来，这难受的不得了，谁也不要来跟我讲话。
At that time when I was in such a horrible situation, when the pain came upon me, let nobody talk to me.
啊，也就那个时候谁要跟我讲话，我这是真的是啊，就是我就想一个人待在这边，你们都走开。
And anybody should come to me to talk to me, all I could think of is just leave me alone. That pain is simply indescribable. At that time, I realized a man could not understand what anguish I was going through, but God, you know it. I thank you.
基督都经历过, 他都知道,
Whatever the anguish you might possibly experience, Christ has experienced it all because he's a merciful priest.
他还是忠信的大祭司,
At the same time, he's a faithful priest.
金金的另外一面,
it's the other side of the gold.
金金它不光表示慈悲,
the other side of the gold is faithfulness. Not only compassion, but faithfulness.
他如果光是这个体恤我们，最后我们就成不了才了。他忠信，他把神的那个性情要做成在我们身上。
If God is only compassionate, He is not able to work out His plan. So not only is He compassionate, but He is also faithful. In the end, He will bring out what He wants us to be.
他有慈爱，他也圣洁公义。
He has holiness, righteousness, as well as loving kindness.
我们在我们教会里啊，有好几个这个中学的那个学生呢，他们都去参加了这些进大学之前的这个特别的补课班。
In our congregation, there are many high schoolers during the summer. They would go to this institution especially designed to help you to enter college.
哦，他们这个我觉得学费蛮贵的，每天下午都得去啊。
And it's expensive, and also the students, well, they all well behaved. They went every afternoon.
这个保证你什么百分之多少可能进什么大学，百分之多少可能进什么长青的。
And they will guarantee you that doing this, what percentage of you would go to the Ivy League?
有些人钱花了，时间也花了，受苦了，进不了。
So all these students spend their time, their efforts, and all they suffered.
但是,
but still they did not get made it.
这一位大祭司不光慈爱体恤的，他是忠信的，他对神是忠实的。
Now this high priest, not only is he compassionate, loving, but also faithful, because he is faithful to God.
他知道要把我们带到什么地步，也一定能够带到。
He knows where he wants to lead us to, and he will make it.
那有一次我们西岸的那个基督徒在聚会，我们也在祷告啊。
And one time at West Coast, there was this meeting. All the brothers and sisters came together to pray about it.
有天神给我一个感动，祷告这个主啊，你是行走在金灯台中的人子。
One day the Lord so touched my heart. He told me to pray that, Lord, you are the very one who walked in the midst of the golden lampstand.
你是慈悲忠心的大祭司啊。
You are the faithful and merciful priest.
你知道我们的真正需要和我们的目的是哪里啊。
You know what our true needs and our goals are.
不要按照我们所认为的需要来跟我们讲，按照你所知道来跟我们讲。
speak to us not according to our needs, but according to your needs.
全交给你的，你负完全的责任。
We commit all things to you. You take the whole responsibility.
大祭司他做什么事，一个什么目的？
Now, what did the high priest do for what purpose?
他只有一个目的。
There is only one purpose.
要让灯能够发光。
That to make the lampstand shine.
也就是说，如果你这个再漂亮，这个灯台有球啊，有枝，有这个杯啊，有这绣花，漂漂亮亮，对大祭司来说，他不感兴趣。
No matter how beautiful the lampstand is with all the flower cups involved, the great high priest is not interested.
对他唯一感兴趣，今天要发光。
The only thing he's interested in is that you need to shine.
最后光发不出来，再怎么样他都不满意。
If you cannot shine, no matter what, the high priest is not pleased.
光发不出来，他一定修剪。
so for sure, he will prune it.
啊，你这个灯芯这个太高了，太这光太亮，把别人都刺眼了，他一定要修剪。
So if the wick is too high, even the light is too shiny to hurt other people's eyes, he will prune it.
啊，这都不够了，你这个快烧完了，都冒烟了，烟熏人的眼睛了，一定要来经营，要来对付。
If it's not bright enough, if the wick is smoldering, and then he will deal with it also.
他不光外边这个球杯花这个漂亮，他不关心，连。这些的经历，连这些的杯球花代表的经历都不是他最关心的。
Not only is he not interested in the cup, the bulb, the flower, but also the very experiences represented by all this, he's not interested in that either.
后来有点我知道了，我问点年长老练一点弟兄啊，他们很多时候在说他们见证的时候。
And later on, I realized when those older and more mature brothers, sisters who are talking about their experiences,
他们都会说，请原谅我说一点我的见证。
They always say this.Excuse me for speaking of my own experience.
我想这有什么好原谅？你为主做见证还有什么好原谅的？
I always think that why would you be excused? You are giving a testimony for the Lord.
那么我想弟兄们，他们里面是在觉得，万一这个经历让别人只是看到经历，不能把让别人注重在基督的上面，那就亏损了。
Because they feel that if their experience only allows other people to focus on their experiences instead on Christ, then all people suffer loss.
哎，不像我有点什么经验，马上就去告诉别人去。
Not like me. Had I had any experience, I just love to tell it all.
大祭司不注重这些经历。
But the high priest does not treasure all this.
不是说没有这些经历，不要这些经历。
It's not to say that he does not want us to have these experiences.
他关键要看的是光。
The very pivot point is that you have to shine.
这光没有，他就不行，他就过不去。
Has to be seen. If not so, he will remove the lampstand.
但是老底家教会他没有光。
Now the Laodicean church has no light.
他说你要买这个买那个。
Therefore, God tells them you have to buy this and that.
光都没有，你要买眼药了。
If you do not have light, you need to buy eye salve.
啊，你这个光看出来的是不对的表面的现象啊。
If it's just a facade on the surface,
那实际是没有光，要买眼药了。
Now inside you actually have no light that you need to buy eye salve.
没有光啊，都是听来的东西。
And also if all you have is from what you have heard, it's no light either.
不是启示，信心里接受的东西。
It's not something being revealed to you and you have accepted by faith.
啊，都是道理，没有实际的活出，要买一的白衣了。
Now if you all know about the doctrines which are real,carry them out, then you need to buy white garments. Now, one day I have a deeper understanding of this light.
那么过去呢，中国有一位弟兄，也非常被主重用。
In the past, there was one brother in China, highly used by the Lord.
那么有一位西国的姊妹给他很多的帮助。
And there is this a Western sister who helped him a lot.
那么呢，他后来描述呢，看到那位七国的姊妹的时候呢，觉得这个姊妹呢，不光给他一些道理。
So he retold the incident that later on that when he met the sister, not only did she help him much in doctrine.
他觉得他一碰到他身上有种光，就让你能够碰到光的感觉。
He felt at the moment he came into contact with her as though.There was light in her. He was able to convey this light.
我里面就有点羡慕神啊，我要这样的光。
And I admired this
so much. I said, God, I want this kind of light.
我们都要能够这样发光就好了。
We all should shine in this way.
大祭司就是要把我们带到 至圣所里面，不光是在圣所里面。
So the high priest not only brings us to the holy place, but he wants us to go into the most holy place.
多出一点精来，稍微有点服侍，稍微有点侍奉，大祭司并不满足。
Now the high priest would never be satisfied with some of your insight from Bible reading or with some of your services.
大祭司要我们跟主之间完全没有间隔。
The high priest wants us not to have any gap between God and us.
跟主之间完全的联合没有间隔的时候,
when we have this total union with Him without any distance in between,
主的光从我们身上被发表出去,
then the Lord's light would be manifest through us.
那有一天我才觉得主啊, 我羡慕, 我真的是觉得要发光, 除非里面门, 神的,
so one day I really admired Lord, for me to shine out, this has to be done first, that I receive this light from you.
那不是说我在一个难处主给我一句话一句光把我带过去从黑暗里出来，不是的。
It's not like the line, the light, like you're in difficulty and God has given you some word to bring you out of darkness into light.
真正的光是把我们带到生命树那个树下。
The true light will bring you right up to the tree of life.
把我们真的是带到主的这个地位，主的这个时期的里面。
Bring you to the very reality of the very position that the Lord has.
我们被主这么碰一下，人就完全不一样。
If we could be touched upon by the Lord in such a way, we would be totally transformed.
那我这个人啊，就是我实在觉得我这个人很容易跟别人辩论。
Well, as to me, I'm just the kind of person who just loves to debate with others.
有一天我才知道，我其实在这个分别善恶果这个树下这个果子啊，我是吃的非常的多的。
Until one day, I realized that I have taken in so much fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
啊，我也是很会分析。
And I also, I'm the person who just is very good at analyzing.
啊，我也会判断。
And make sound judgment.
那么我觉得我有的时候我对肢体，我里面就有这个感觉，我觉得我就有这个判断。
And a lot of times I have certain feeling toward the members of the church, and I would come up with this kind of judgment.
我说心事中不能这副样子。
But then later I told God, Oh God, I should never have this kind of thought.
心事要对付。
My thought has to be dealt with.
凡事相信。
Believe in all things.
那个不要有那么多的这个分析。
Oh, I should not have so much analysis.
那没有办法，那个是心思要这么做，做不出来。
But I couldn't help it. This is just the framework in my mind, how it works.
有的时候总是有些隔阂，有些的阴影在里面过不去。
There's always some kind of ill will, some kind of shadow within me. I cannot get rid of them.
那就是被神要捶打。
That means I have to be hammered by God.
要被捶打，要被光照。
Be enlightened by him.
听说这个光照啊，这不是一句把你什么一个难处带掉。
This enlightenment is not to take away one of your difficulties.
在这光照那一刹那，好像真的是带到基督里面，好像你的眼光能够从基督的眼光能够看了。
This enlightenment will actually bring you to the perspective of Christ. It seems that in Christ you can see it clearly now.
好像真的把你带到这个生命树那个下面去了。
As though you're being brought right to the tree of life.
那个时候你看这个分别善恶树就是那么的低，哎呀，这东西还要它干嘛？
And then I realized, oh, the tree of knowledge, good and evil is so low. Why do I need it?
所以光祭大祭司他目的把我们带到主那里。
So the light the high priest gives, the very purpose of that is to bring us to the Lord.
带到生命树的上面。
To bring us to the tree of life.
你看东西完全就不一样了。
And you would view everything so differently.
有的时候会跟别人争论，你对还是我对。
Sometimes I will debate with others whether you're right or I am right.
但是我知道我错了，但我觉得这个，但这个方面我没有错。
But even though sometimes I feel, oh, I'm wrong in this aspect, but as to other aspects, I am right.
这个细节不是这样的。
The thing should not be done this way.
我当初的想法不是这样的。
I told you what I have thought was right in the beginning.
有一位年长的西国弟兄。
And one Western brother.
那他跟别人讲了那么一句话。
Once he said this to others,
别说你们那么有没有问题啊，有没有难处啊？
anymore,
教会里的也都是难处，是人的地方。
Any more questions or problems? Because he knew in the church it's full of problems and issues.
他说有难处啊。
And people answer, yes, there was a problem.
但是只有一个难处。
He said, even though church had so many problems, there's only one problem, actually.
他的名字叫戴尔。
This brother's name is Dale.
Dale. 他说只有一个难处叫 Dale.
And the brother Dale said, well, even though church has so many problems, there's only one problem.
这句话太宝贝了。
And I felt that this statement was so precious.
我就跟张三也讲，李四也讲，哎呀，我说这句话太宝贝了。
So I told everybody I ran into how precious Brother Dale's statement was.
当一碰到实际问题，我就要分析了。
But once I ran into the real problems, I went back to analysis again.
这部分谁的对，那部分谁的错。
Well, who did it wrong in this part? Who did right in another part?
头脑中明白也看为宝贝了。
Well, even though in my head I really treasure this statement,
但是是有一天，哎呦，主要在捶打我。
But still, one day God had to hammer me up.
带到光中。
He has to bring me back to the light.
这头脑中明白不过，头脑中永远是这谁的比例，谁的比例，谁的占的比例啊？谁的比例多，谁的比例错的少？
The head knowledge of the understanding of your head knowledge is always analyzing well.Whose portion is right in opposed to others' portion, which percentage is bigger.
光一把你带到生命树下面。
But this light will bring you to tree of life.
你灵里就非常知道 ，Yes, it's all my fault.
So in your spirit, you know, 都是我的错。
根本解释不通的事情。
You simply cannot explain it away.
在那棵树下怎么都解释不通的。
If you're standing under the tree of knowledge of good and evil,
基督里面带到生命树下，这 perfect fit.
No matter what you do, it's wrong. But if you're being brought under the tree of life, then everything is perfect.
那么神今天他要把我们光，不是带到一点小多金多点亮光。
So the light God wants us to bring into is not a light simply.The small light simply from reading your Bible.
我们今天有时候会画一些神画一些性情在我们身上。
Now God wants to form out certain traits out certain.
画一些的性情很快会掉的，很快会掉落的，掉了。如果画上去的，很快会掉的。
Oh, okay. Today God is not trying to paint certain character in us.But if that's done through painting, then it will soon fade away.
So, 要像唐三彩那样把他的心情烧在我们的身上。
But as the very character has to be burned into us, like how they make Chinese ceramic.
So, 要捶打我们。
God wants to hammer us.
真的要来光照我们。
He really wants to shine in us.
真的把我们带到了生命树的园。
And he really wants to lead us to the tree of life.
我们就不一样了。
Then we would be different.
光照之后我们会有不一样。
Because after enlightenment, we will be different.
这是神要的光。
And this is the kind of light God sees.
基督要把他自己借着我们发表出来。
That is, God wants us to actually make manifest of Christ.
我们祷告。
Shall we pray?
亲爱的主，我们向你献上感恩。
Dear Lord, we simply want to give you our thanksgiving.
主啊，你就是那光。
Because Lord, you are the light.
主啊，你的光何等的美丽和荣耀。
Oh, how magnificent and how beautiful your light is.
主啊，你竟然从我们这些不配的人身上，要把你的荣耀彰显出来。
That you should make manifest your glory from us, so unworthy.
我们一面真是觉得何等的不配。
Oh, how unworthy we feel.
主啊，我们有那么多的盲点、棱角和缺陷。
Because we have so many edges.Blind spots and shortcomings.
但是主要我们对我们没有信心。
Lord, we have no confidence in ourselves.
但我们对你有信心。
But we do have confidence in you.
你是那慈悲忠敬的大祭司。
Because you're the merciful and faithful high priest.
当我们愿意完全交在你手中的时候。
When we are willing to commit ourselves totally to you.
你必把我们带到神心意旨意的完成。
You will for sure to bring us to the fulfillment of your will.
今天我们就再次向你承认。
So today, once again, we confess to you.
我们都是你手中的器皿和工作。
We're all your masterpiece and your vessels in your hand.
你自由地在我们身上做工。
Oh Lord, work freely in us.
直到把每一个器皿都做成。
Until you actually build every single vessel.
愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Hear our name and hear our prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.